Charlotte Ryan is here. She's the host of Music 101 on RNZ each Saturday from midday till 5 p.m.
Mm.
We've sort of referenced the Music Awards. I thought it was a very good awards last night.
So did I. And a lot of people I've spoken to have actually, you know, everybody is talking about what a great vibe it was, or what a really positive awards it was. The performances were all really strong. There were great speeches.
Mm.
And there was just a really nice vibe in the room. Vibe isn't the right word, is it? There was a nice feeling in the room.
There was,
yeah.
There doesn't seem to be as much talking as normal. You know, like many years, the audience drink too much and don't pay any attention. I felt like they were paying attention.
No, they were. They were.
Moved fairly quickly. Looked nice.
I understand, because last year there was a lot of talking because there was bad sound. I understand this year the venue got the good sound, but the people who were watching TV apparently didn't get such good sound.
Right.
But
it's always a problem when you're presenting and you're doing gags and they're going pretty well in the room and people at home going, wow, this guy's really dying.
Well, apparently that was exactly right.
Yeah.
No one could hear any applause
or
anything like that. But by gosh, there was so much applause. All the public seating around the top of the arena.
Yeah.
They were going crazy. It was, yeah. And I was on the red carpet at the start of the evening and it was just really warming and gorgeous how many fans turned up to see the musicians. And they got so excited when people like you walked along the red carpet. And, yeah, it was a really cool night to celebrate New Zealand culture.
So great to see the Beths picking up a couple of awards, Best Group and Best Alternative Act.
Yes.
Surprising, nothing for Aldis Harding?
Really surprising that Aldis Harding didn't win any awards last night, because she was nominated for 4. Some people are saying she should have got Album of the Year because Tom Scott, Avondale Bowling Club, had already got Best Hip-Hop Album, so therefore spread out. I mean, you can't do award ceremonies like that.
No.
Tom Scott's album is amazing and, you know, thoroughly deserving as well. But it was sort of weird that Aldis Harding didn't get anything, because her music is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a great year, you know, the Beths, and then this youngster, Benny, as well.
Benny, yes, the 19-year-old from Grey Lynn that I've spoken so much to you about. I get so excited, and honestly, I think I've turned into a bit of a fangirl with her last night. I asked for selfies and everything with her. But
she's super cute.
Super cute,
really
very
articulate and funny,
but very also natural. If she feels weird, she'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel really weird.
Yeah.
You know, she'll just be incredibly blunt. She's got sparkly eyes and she's effortless when she performs. She's got such an amazing voice. It's slightly husky as well, which I really like.
I think there's a bit of Lord in there, you know, like I think she's definitely a post-Lord singer.
I would agree, actually.
For the first year after Lord, everyone
tried to be
like Lord.
The next Lord.
And I don't think you could say that about Benny, but I do think she is post-Lord.
Well, I think what you could... Different sound, but I think you could compare it in the sense that she's got her own individual style. She's very comfortable in her skin. You know, she's mature in a sense, which I think when Lord first came on the scene, that's what impressed everyone.
I loved her victory speech last night. She said... I quit university to do this, even though my parents didn't want me to. So any kids watching, if you want to quit university, quit university. Do whatever you want. It's like, great messaging. Not everyone can be a pop star, Benny.
No, she has had great luck. I think it is down to luck as well as talent. She's been managed by Paul McKessa and Campbell Smith. Campbell has been in the music industry for years. He put on Big Day Out and ran Rianne's for ages.
Mm.
And so with management, you know, and they managed Brooke Fraser and Brooke Runger and da-da-da. So with management like that, I think she's set, and especially winning those awards last night, she's set for a wee while. She actually released a new EP today.
Oh, okay.
So all those awards that she won last night were from her first EP, but today she just released a brand new EP, and I'm actually going to play a track from it. The new EP is called Stella and Steve, and it sort of seems, it's definitely, she's still experimenting with her sound, but these songs definitely are slightly more different or even more advanced than her first EP, which she won all those awards from.
Okay. Charlotte Ryan is on air tomorrow from midday. Make sure you get your radio on, and this is Benny singing Monster. Thanks.
I see him standing right outside. His face is red, his eyes.
to be brave.